WSAF 413, monitoring out of Switch Creek.
Right back up and running. I can't hear it where I'm at.
Ten four. It's back up and running. RFX 966.
Okay, thank you. Couldn't quite hear it from where I'm at. I noticed it was off this morning, so Macomb is off till further notice. Big time problems with the electrical system at the site. All right. Take care of WRUU 850.
I did notice Sheboygan was offline. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, listening. Good morning, Jack, and how are you on this beautiful morning?
I'm doing good this morning. I haven't had the coffee yet, but I am going to drink the coffee in a few minutes. How about you?
Well, I got off work at 7 a.m., my normal get-off time. Went and got my generator because my buddy's been without power for a day and a half now, so I'm going to go power up his stuff. But I had to go buy a part because it was leaking gas, and I still don't have my cup of coffee. Now I'm on my way to the dentist.
That is a little bit worse thing to do, go to the dentist in the morning.
This is my evening, by the way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, the evening is not bad then. After you get some coffee, drink your coffee and eat a little bit. Roger.
10-4. Work my 8 hours, so this is evening time. I can have a beer, actually, but I don't want one.
I don't blame you. WIUG, 48.
Alright,
Jack, I'm gonna get on out of here. I got one stop to make on the way to the dentist. And we'll talk to you later. Send me a RFS. Hey, Brian, you take care and have a good day. And don't work too hard on that generator. WIUG, 48.
Welcome back, Cotter, WRMZ 640. Hello, Mr. Clem. We have the Clem back. WSCI 783, looking for SWSDW 213.
WSDW 213, go ahead.
Yeah, I got you, but you're kind of, your signal's kind of weak and a little staticky.
Very good, 30 more watches, but
that should have an impact, I would think. But we'll check it out once you get it.
Yep, I got this weak mobile online right now, temporarily, and I can't even believe what I can talk to you where you're at.
Alright, well, for now, at least you know you can get out. This is WSCI 783. I'm clear.
WSCW 212, clear.
WSDQ 996 monitoring. Finally got the repeater back on. WSDH 380 monitoring. WSAG 266 portable. Sounds beautiful, Doug. Thanks. Who do we have out there today? WSPD 439 in Flushing, Dave. Yeah, 439, Dave, you're coming in loud and clear here this morning. You're banging into the Mayville machine. That's good to hear. It's good to hear that our repeaters are still up and working, too. Yeah, roger that. I think MIA crew's got it built pretty robustly. And we were, a couple of nights ago, I was talking to a unit in Muskegon, of all places. Were you in Muskegon when we talked last? No, I was talking to a unit. I think his name was Darren. I wrote his number down, but I don't have it here with me. But it was about midnight a couple days ago, making the trip in here. I haven't heard anybody from the West, really. Come in here at all. Yeah, copy that. I don't know. They may be working on some repeaters over that way, but yeah, same here. Nobody from the west side yet. Yeah, I guess it was just the way the propagation was working that night. From west to east instead of north and south, because you usually hear the stations from Ohio breaking in and all. But that's the first time I've ever seen anyone or heard anyone from the west side of the state. So it was doable that night. But yeah, you're sounding great in here. No hiss, no cracking, no nothing. Thanks, and perfect. What are you up to today? I'm going through a few bills right now. I'm going to have some breakfast and buckle down and do a few more pages on the, studying for the tech license. Well, good for you. Yeah, knock 'em dead, man. It can be done. My problem when I went through all that was just reading stuff and going through questions and then go, well, gosh, what's that? And then I'd go research it down the rabbit hole, then I'd get off the mission of studying for the test. So, rock on, Dave. Yeah, I'll do my best. I had a hiccup. It was some of the, I guess, the notations of the, I got a 72 on it, and then I followed up with the Ohm's Law part and got 100% on that one. So I'm hoping that they test me on the good stuff that I remember. I also found a guy on YouTube, I think it's hamstudy.org. He reads the questions out to you and explains the question and gives you the answer. And so it's a good, like, follow-up after you've already taken the test or taken the practice part. And he'll re-explain it to you, which helps this old brain immensely. Yeah, there's, I got a tip from, he's really a ham guy on YouTube, PX Commander, and there's a formula in the, I'm pretty sure it's on the tech exam, that he ran you through that thing, and they normally, and I don't remember which test it was now off the top of my head, but they normally throw at least two of those questions on the test, and it really, really helps with the test questions. Those are two that you could ace, and all you got to do is memorize how that formula works, and it's actually, once you get it, you can't unget it. But that'll help. The other is if you're taking a practice test, if you're in the high 80s, low 90s, more than likely you're ready to take the tech test. And Roger that. I think my overall percentage on this, like almost 87. Had some ups and some downs, but overall around 87%. But I know the first thing I do when I'm, you know, I guess you get a scrap piece of paper and, calculator or something like that. The first thing I'm going to do is write down the formulas, the E over IR and the power, the voltage times current. If you know those, you just plug in numbers, and if you know anything a little bit about algebra, you can flip it around and do whatever you need to do out of it. That's actually correct. Just be advised, when you go in for the exam, you cannot take in a calculator that has any memory in it, or if you do, it has to be cleared. You can't have anything resonant in calculator memory. Yeah, I don't have anything that fancy. It's just a common little calculator. And I'm sure they won't let me use my phone calculator. That would be probably a no-no. But, as long as I've got those two formulas memorized enough so I can write it down first thing when I get sit down, I think I should be okay on the math part anyway. Well, just make sure you get you ask for a scrap piece of paper, and like you said, write them down. There's nothing wrong with that, and then you'll have them in front of you. I was going to share something else with you right now, but it is eluding me. Back to you, Dave. WSAG 266 for ID. So, did you take the test? Yes, I did. That's the short answer. The long answer is all three of them. Very good. Good to talk to someone with some experience with it anyway. I hate taking tests. I hated taking tests in college. I guess there is a word, test anxiety, for, you know, to be more specific. So I hate taking tests, but I'm going to dig my way through it anyway. Excellent. Yeah, I do recall what I was going to share with you. If you're consistently passing your practice exams in the high 80s, low 90s for about 2 weeks, you're more than ready to go. And then the trick is finding somebody that is giving the exams. Yeah, the other is I'm also a VE. I help here in Carroll as a voluntary examiner for giving tests to, you know, everybody that wants to take a HAM test. But, yeah, the trick there is if you think you're getting close, you need to start hunting because you want to take that test while it's fresh in your cranium. Yes, absolutely. This cranium doesn't keep very many things fresh nowadays. Yeah, I did talk to some guys. It was one of those, it wasn't POTA. But it was, it might have been, well, I don't know, they were doing a, Genesee County was doing a, they were doing an outside, I can't remember what they call it now, but it was, I met the guy that does administer the test, and I think they do it on the third Thursday of every month in Grand Blanc. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, that's probably not a very far haul from you. I think the, I don't know, first or second test I went into, we had a guy driving to Carroll from, I want to say, Alpena. And, I mean, that's the guy wanted to take that test pretty bad, and he drove all the way down here, and he passed. One important thing to remember also about taking the test, you've got to pass so many, or make so many correct questions to pass. It's not about, you know, hey, I got a, you know, 99% on it, just pass the test. That's all that's required, Dave. Yes, sir. I try to tell myself not to put too much pressure on it. What's, you have that at least, what, a 76 pass? Off the top of my head, I believe that is the correct percentage. And I also want to say that you can miss 9 questions out of 35. Now, for somebody out there that's got better numbers than me, then, you know, rock on, but that puts you in the ballpark. But all the test material that you're reading will give you the percentages and how many you can miss also. Well, I know the sections that I take, I mean, they're about, I don't know, 15 to 18 questions per section. I'm right now in section 12. So there's quite a pool they can draw from. That's the only thing that scares me is that they'll probably take the most obscure ones out and leave the ones that I know alone, probably. Yeah, the pool is pretty large. It's over 300 questions, and just ensure that you've got the latest and greatest pool question available somewhere on that study material. It should say valid to XYZ date, and make sure that you're not studying on an expired or studying the expired set of pool questions. Yeah, Roger that. I think when I checked, it was like 2026 or 2027. I think I'm taking ham radio prep. That's the one I'm taking right now. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, the other thing that I was doing is I was taking the practice exam online, and they were free, and I had a couple of different sites that I used, and I would probably run through at one session three exams on one. I'd alternate between the two, and I'd run probably between the two of them about six a day, well, six in the morning and six in the afternoon. And you know, just kind of get the feel for the test, and it worked for me. So everybody's different. I mean, it's once you get the ham radio, you'll find out real quick. Yeah, there's a million different ways to skin the cat on ham radio, and nobody's got you do whatever you want. It just it's wide open. Absolutely, that's what I like about it. I've been listening shortwave and all. CBN back in the old days with my dad. Another one is hamstudy.com, I think is what it is. And I'm looking at it right now. The technician license is from 2022 to 2026. So, and also this weekend, there's a... something I signed up for. I won't be able to do it on Saturday because of going to the Michigan football game. Got season tickets for those guys. But I'll be there a day late, and it's like a Zoom meeting. So I hope I'm not overkilling. Not the thing, it's filling my head up with too much stuff. And the thing is, you know, exactly how much of this stuff do you actually use when you become a ham? Well, number one on the internet testing groups, that's a very good idea. That's where I got and took my final exam, and it's all done via Zoom. You'll need to have a laptop that runs Zoom, and then either a smartphone or another laptop, and it went really quick, and they walked you through getting everything set up on the Zoom test, and if you're ready to go, and that's what happened to me, I was ready to go 3 weeks prior to the test, and I said, I got to get this done, otherwise I'm going to start forgetting stuff, and I found some guys online, and it was Varg, VARG.com, and I signed up that day, and that evening I was testing, and I passed it, so I was pretty pleased about that. You're going to retain a lot of that stuff. You're going to run across a bunch of it. It's good stuff to know. Will you use it every day? No, probably not, but it's just you really need to know that stuff, and you're going to forget a lot too, but it'll be back there in memory someplace. WSAG 266 for ID. 50 Sierra Echo Hotel 822 with a comment. Yeah, go ahead with the comment. You're a little broken up, but yeah, go ahead.
just sitting here listening to your guys' conversation there, and I just wanted to put out there that if you are studying and taking your TED, make sure you take practice exams, because they're going to be the exact same exams you see when you go take your TED. Once you're 50% or better, you know you are ready. That would be my advice here. That's all I had. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, 822.
Yeah, 822, that's spot on advice. You're absolutely right. Did you catch that, Dave? Yes, I did. Yeah, when I'm taking the practice tests, and it's the same things that they ask on the on the regular test. That's what I was saying. The pool is so big. I'm just hoping I retain the right stuff. WSDD-439 for verification. Yeah, Dave, one last thing. When you get your tech license, in my opinion, it's always good to sign up with your local ham club because of the camaraderie, number one. Number two is there's a lot of tribal knowledge with those guys, and if you got a question, they'd be more than willing to help. The other is I'd suggest if you can find a local 2-meter, 70-centimeter net, get involved with that, because that'll give you lots of mic time and hands-on experience when you decide to go to HF. It really, you're going to need it. So the more time you spend on that, like a dual band, if you will, be it an HD or a mobile or a bass, you're just going to have an easier go when you finally get to HF and the general level license.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822. One more thing to add. If you're in the Metro Detroit area, Park Amateur Radio Club does testing every even numbered month on the, I think it's the check out their website, hparc.org. If you pass the test through our club, we will give you your first year's membership for free. And we do try to be active with stuff. We are planning a club poda here soon. I'm the one that's actually planning that. And I'm the one that manages our membership as the first vice president. Can assure you that our first year free from taking the test with us is accurate. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, 822.
Roger that. Yeah, I've got one here in Genesee County. I'm in Genesee County. I'm in Flushing. I think he said that they have the test every third Thursday. I've got his QSL card here so I can get in touch with him. And as following the net, there is one that I follow. I listen to him on the scanner, and on my SID radio I can switch back and forth between GRMS and 2-meter, 70-centimeter. The repeater here in Flint, or the Flint area one, is 147.1, and there's a net that it covers pretty much the entire state of Michigan, most of it. Break there for over speaking too much. I listen to their net. It's every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And it covers the whole state. They go from Traverse City to Wyoming, Michigan, and everything else in between. and they're really fun to listen to. So as soon as I get my license, that'll be one of the first things that I do. Yeah, good man. That's exactly what you're looking for. And then even if there's a standalone repeater someplace that just has a, you know, a local net on there, that's also a good way to go. But yeah, absolutely. And I know there's something else I'm missing here I wanted to share with you, but I'm drawing a blank right now. Yeah, back to you, Dave. WSAG 266. I'm having diarrhea of the mouth, making you forget stuff. No, not at all, man. I just, I guess I killed those brain cells. Yeah, I will say this, is that one of the things about, the great things about GMRS here, and I'm going to have to give it up here in a minute because I've got to get out and clean up storm damage. I'm bucking up a pine tree that's up in the ditch, and it's going to take me a couple of days. But the upside of the GMRS, I mean, there's lots of upsides, but one of them, one of the real big ones for me, and in my case, really worked. It was a gateway into ham radio, and especially into the tech level stuff. You're going to take all the stuff you've learned on GMRS right into the tech level. Yeah, Roger. That was the main reason. I got this radio. As a matter of fact, I changed radios just now. I went to the Kid Radio H3 because my H8's getting a little warm. I had no idea. I hadn't a clue what GMRS was. And then I found out it also had these GMRS channels on it. So I said, okay, that's great. Then I had no idea what a repeater was or how to get on one. So it took me a little while to do that. And the reason why I got the radios was I said, maybe that'll give me a little more kick in the butt to get going on this testing. I got my GMRS license just before my birthday and signed up for classes on my birthday just to kind of like kick my butt to get going. Because I'm tired of just listening. I want to get in there and talk. But then when I found out how to actually... break for diarrhea of the mouth, whiskey sugar, Delta Delta 439. Once I finally got in here and was able to do this, it's the range that these repeaters have has just blown my mind, that I can talk to someone in Carroll on 5 watts or less on a handheld. And that's the next thing. Getting a radio and then trying to hook it up, and they said they'd help with that too, the guys from Genesee County.
Well, Dave, you've actually hooked up with the right group. That's and not just the way that the community rolls. Hey, Dave, I'm going to have to call it for right now. I've got to get back out here and get back on the chainsaw, and I want to free up the repeater here. My pleasure making the contact this morning. Hope to hear you out on GMRS again, and also out there on the ham bands. You have a great day, and 73's Alpha Delta 8, Mike Sierra. That's the wrong call. WSAG 266, rather, and I'm clear.
Well, good luck with the yard work. Fortunately, we had the storms, but we didn't get anything tore down here. Take care out there. It's been very nice talking to you. Thanks for the heads ups and everything. We'll definitely get back together on GMRS. Now, once I get my my ham license, we'll look up each other on 2 meters. See how that works out. All righty. And once I get a station up and rocking and rolling,
maybe I just might have to use these handhelds on 2 meter and 70 centimeter for a while until I get the base station going. All right, take care. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Dave in Flushing. We are clearing the frequency.
Oh, 822 down there in Detroit. Hey, thanks for the input. Appreciate it. WSAG 266 and clear. Clear. No. You did your call sign. Ham, my call sign is Kilo Echo 850 November Victor for Ham. Look me up as well. I operate several different modes and pretty easy to find out there. And hope to hear you on the ham bands at some point. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
Roger that. One of them I hit on, 80 meters. You can look it up. They're online. It's called the Michigan Thumbnet. And at, they're on there at noon, and I want to say they're on 3.950, but you could look it up on online, and you're always welcome there. And there's all sorts of the different nets out there for Michigan, but that's one of them I'm on. The other one's the Michigan UP net. So hope to hear you out there in 73s.
All right, yeah, I'll have to check that out at some point. Unfortunately, right now I am still at Tech. I'm hoping to get my general here in October so I can get on the other bands. So I'm limited to 10-meter single side band for HF and Tech for voice anyway. But yeah, I really enjoy the hobby and always happy to help somebody along the way get their license and give advice that was passed on to me to help me be successful. So always happy to help, and I'm usually listening out on EMRS and local receivers in this metro area. So y'all have a warm rest today. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo, Hotel 822.
822, agreed with you, and thanks again.
Just as a quickie, it's how much I listen. There's a Michigan net at 3.935, right around that general area. There's a Michigan net. I think they have it every day. Let you know.
I believe that one's the Michigan UP net, and that's at 5 daily and then twice on Sunday, noon and 5.
Hey, those guys are a hoot to listen to. All right, take care. WSDD 439. We're on the side.
Station 822, this is WRUG 48, copy.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
I have a question. Are you a Hazel Park membership?
I am. I'm actually the first vice president of the HPARC. Back over to you.
Oh, well, maybe I know you or I met you there at the, we were there at the park in Hazel Park down that way. My name is Jack, and I'm WRUG 48. I think you know me.
Very good possibility. I, sorry,
it's just not coming to me. I do IT work and see a bunch of people every day and a bunch of faces and a bunch of names every day. I am sorry. Back over to you.
I said I was the second president named Mike. I just
okay. Still not ringing any bells. I've been a member for just over a year now, and trying to make my way through the hobby and learn along the way. And my first year as a member, I actually ran the election committee when Mike KHWU got reelected as president the first time for the his second term there. Back over to you.
I do, yeah. Well, I had a membership for 2 years. This is the second year. But way before, I was with Hazel Park. Then I was living in Oak Park. So I moved here to Rochester Hills. Then it was a little bit far. But anyhow, I was out there. I was out there for technician test, and I didn't pass. So now I'm getting prepared again to come down there probably second time. I know it's going to be this month on the 9/16 or 24. I don't know exactly. I just got to look it up on ARR3L. So, Roger?
Our next meeting, that would be on September 11th. So I am at work still. I have to jump off here and take care of work. Just need to call out and we will get to the next show, H2.
Good, by the way, well, I don't know. And what is your name, sir?
Yes, sorry about that. Name is Brad. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Delta.
All right, Brad. Good talking to you. My name is Jack. And a lot of people know me there. Marcia knows me there. I don't know if you know Marcia or not. She knows me there. And I know Mike. I talked to him when I was there. He's a park like I was there. Anyhow, good talking to you. I'm going to let you go. I got to go to WIUG 488 Clear.
Here at Eco Hotel 822, we'll be monitoring on the guide here.
Mr. Peter, you going into Brad, WSAA 975.
I'm going to Detroit 625 there.
Okay, you sound a little scratchy. You keep kind of going in and out. I thought you'd be better being that if you're working from home or either way, it seemed like you'd be pretty close to a repeater.
It could be because I was indoors. I just stepped outside. That's something.
Nah, it's still kind of... You hit like a truck going by or something on this. It's like real kind of noise.
Okay, I switched over. Yeah. How was that?
That's a little better. You sound so much better on the Hazel Park beers and stuff that I figured you'd be similar on this. So just kind of surprised.
Well, not
WRY 4.
I was running, like I said, the ICOM D8000 at my base station.
Yeah, you doubled in there with someone.
So I did not get that last. My radio was in a dead spot or something.
Sorry for the double key. This is Billy BRYD 4-2-1, just as multiple.
Always something to make me regret wasting time on this system.
Naturally at my destination.
This is WRCY 565. To the operator on the Detroit .625 that's been dead keying the repeater for the last 5 minutes or so, please check your equipment. It could be an accident, but if you're doing it to just be a nuisance, you're also tying up the entire network. So we'd appreciate it if you would cease and not do that anymore. Thank you. WRCY 565.
I think it's just somebody has no idea. Okay, disconnected him from the network. Hey, Donald, are you listening over here, Mount Clemens?
WRCY 565, yes, I am.
I'll check in periodically, but if it goes away and I haven't, I get sidetracked, just text me. I'll hook it back up. Right now it's, I just disconnected Detroit from the network.
Copy that. I'm following it on the hub. Yeah, I'll monitor it as best I can. WRCY 565.
Great job, you guys. Enjoy it while it lasts. All right, anyhow. I see them. They're still connected up, but they're in what's called local monitor mode, so it won't propagate out to the rest of the network. So it's pretty, for all extents and purposes, standalone. All right, WRUU 850. Thank you.
WSCS 311, you copy. WSCS 311, this is WDU 713. I'm just wondering if you're monitoring.
Do you copy?
Yes, I do. Live from Auburn Hills. I'm just stepping out of the plant right now.
Very good, very good. I wasn't, sort of been on and off with the radio today. Seems like the Mount Clemens repeater is there, then it's not there, so I don't know what's going on. But good to hear from you. You're just going to be on your way home, or what's up?
Yeah, I'm just leaving now, but when I have my radio, it seems like I'm in a hurry, and if I do a check and you don't get back with me, then I'm mobile, and I don't know if you've ever heard me, so I think this is the first time that I've caught you. I've caught Renee because I've asked her to turn the unit on and talk to her, so now it's your turn.
I do feel very fortunate. You are sounding pretty good, coming in loud and clear, for sure. Yeah, seems to be some funny business going on. I don't know if people are just screwing around with the repeaters or what. I don't know. But it's working now, so I guess that's all that really matters.
I wonder if it's got anything to do with, one, the atmosphere, and two, that storm. You know, I kind of wondered about that. When you have a big storm, how does that affect everything? Well, Simplex, we were able to talk, but I don't think that we even tried the repeater.
I thought I had heard talk that there was a power issue. And so I think the repeater was down for a day, too, something like that. I'm not sure, but I think it was just an equipment failure of some sort. Not sure of what.
Well, I take that back about the hearing, because that's what we were hearing, people from Mount Clemens and here from Clinton Township and St. Clair Shores, and I heard you, and then everybody was, you know, reporting on what was going on with the wind conditions and the rain and the hail and all that stuff. So, yeah, they were working until they weren't, but I never even tried yesterday. I never even turned my radio on yesterday. I've been messing with that app a little bit, and I just said, okay, well, I'm going to put that down. I need a little bit of time to read about it.
Yeah, roger that. Just kind of, you know, you can't really hurt anything. Just start messing with it. You know, make some changes. Send it through the Bluetooth, see what happens, and go from there. You know, we had lost power there for, I don't know how long it was, day and a half or something, but it was sure came in handy, because I've got enough of these lithium batteries and things around here that, you know, we had... we had most of the luxuries of home, you know, both refrigerators were running, TV, internet, we had fans going, so it was really pretty comfortable. It was a good investment having the batteries for sure.
Well, I have a couple of generators, and luckily haven't used them. It seems like when you buy that stuff, it's... you know, you want to use it, but you don't want to use it. And now, as far as the lithium batteries are concerned, they have one at Harbor Freight called the Jackery, and they have them 400 watts, 1,000 watts, 2,000 watts. And the managers have sent me my 25% coupon. It's kind of a sought-after coupon for Harbor Freight stuff. And in fact, today's the day that I got to go get it. And I was just going to get the 400 watt, and I think that would be good enough for charging the phones and all that kind of stuff, but I think I just might bump it up to the 1,000 watt. It's like, you know, not quite double the price, a little more than double the price. What if I get to 100, but with 25% off, it doesn't seem like a bad deal to get. What kind of battery backup do you have?
I've got a few different ones, but I sort of built myself the one I use mostly as a kind of a battery box I put together with a 100 amp hour battery. So I've got a couple of those, because I use one in the camper as well. But I found it important to have enough power in one of these things. And I've got another one that's maybe a 600 watt, whatever, that it has enough that, like, to run my sump pump, because when those pumps come on, the surge is pretty substantial. Even a refrigerator, you know, to run that, that's a big surge right at the beginning. So it's got to be a decent size. So, yeah, if you can afford the bigger one. And there's all kinds of them out there available, you know, whether it's Amazon or eBay or whatever. I probably have four or five different styles of them, and they all work well.
Well, like you say, the sub pump is totally the main one. And, you know, because if Renee is at, I'm at work and she's at home and it goes out, I think that the 400 amps would be good enough to at least run that until I got home to get the generator started, you know, the small thing. And that's why I think it's
you're kind of breaking up there. I only caught part of that. But make sure you check it. If it's a 400 watt, I don't think that's going to be able to handle a sump pump startup. But are you mobile right now or in your car or something?
No, I'm outside my car door, but I did open up and I was kind of moving.
Yeah, you're back. It's sounding clear again. Yeah, just have a look, you know, to make sure. If you want, I mean, feel free to stop by here. I can show you a couple of options and you know what you can expect to pay for them. I'm going to be taking off, I don't know, probably 5:30. I mean, I go down to the condo association meeting is tonight, so I'll be heading out for that. And just now, Thomas just informed me that I've got a flat on my truck in the driveway, so that's cool. So I guess I'll go deal with that first. Over.
Okay, well, go take care of business, and I'll shout you out later. But, I definitely am going to double-check that, too. So, anyway, all right, I'm out. Go take care of your flat. Sorry to hear that trouble that you got, though. WSDV713.
All righty. Yep, stay safe. Good, careful. And I will talk with you later. WSBS311. Clear.
WRMZ 640, this is WRVG 829. Good night, how goes it? Didn't copy that last transmit. Sorry, my radio stand away. I said, good day, how goes it? Not a bad day compared to some of the weather that we've had. Things are going well. How about you?
Pretty good. I really didn't thought that we might have another shower.
Must be in a fringe area. I'm only getting every other word out of you. I have an idea. Hold on. How about that? Is that any better?
Seems like it. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Very good. It should be pretty good. Usually this radio does a good job, unless something's happening with the antenna or something that I don't know about. Maybe you should check it. Where are you located?
I'm in the 15. I'm in Sterling Heights near 15 Mile and Ryan Road.
here on the Mount Clemens repeater. I thought I heard 1562 had some problems with the linking between Detroit and this. I don't know if it was a technical problem or a people problem, but I thought I had overheard his background while I was on a work call, but I couldn't catch it all.
Yeah, the storm a couple nights ago took out two generators in Mount Clemens, I guess. Took the entire Macomb County building down, I guess, and, of course, the repeater that's located somewhere within it.
Yeah, I imagine there's a bunch of them up there. The ones that I noticed that were down was the UMP, a ham repeater, and the MI5, the digital, the DMR, ones that cover the state. Those were both, you know, that was down too, and of course GMRS. So, yeah, I guess it was a power problem and then a generator problem.
Copy that. Yeah, I was listening to Sean talk the other day. I guess they lost two generators, which is amazing. And, you know, of course, the power going out, probably not a big surprise. But losing two generators at the same time certainly is.
Yeah, unless they took a hit. I'm really surprised because I've got a small generator in my house, and I'm really surprised that, you know, the device that actually does the switching is still all electronically controlled. So, you know, I imagine it wouldn't take much of a spike to take one of those circuit boards out and make it not work. But I would, my guess would probably be the same situation up there, you know, as far as things go.
I heard somebody else trying to break in. Maybe not. Anyway, yeah, I agree. It could be something that trickled. I thought that it was more involved in that, but I don't really have any details. Sounded like they were having mechanical problems of some sort. But I don't know how you lose two generators at the same time with a mechanical problem. That would be extraordinary. So more likely some sort of an electronic failure. I guess you're right.
Yeah. I don't know if it's my house one. It runs once a week, and if it doesn't, big red, you know, I just do it. It'll tell you that, you know, I don't have it hooked up to Wi-Fi, but if the red light's on or if the red light's blinking, that means it failed to start. So, you know, maybe they haven't maintained as much as they should, or, you know, something got it, lightning or something like that.
Yeah, you're coming in and out again. I got most of what you were saying, though. My dad's got a Generac that's got an automatic transfer switch and all that stuff that runs once a week. And he's had to have it serviced when it's failed to start. Mine, I pull the rope, and if it doesn't start, then I have to fix it myself.
Yeah, when you get a little older, though, that gets old. And then finally, you just say, okay, this is enough, and then you just get an automatic one. Although I just went with a small automatic one and had another panel put in. So I can't run the air conditioner, the washing dryer, dishwasher, stove, microwave. I can't run any of the biggies, but I can run all the lights and all the refrigerators and everything else I need and the furnace. But the biggies I didn't go with. So I got a small panel and a big panel. And all the big loads are in the original panel. So that's how I did it.
Any idea how big that generator is?
7.5K.
Okay, so it's roughly the size of my rope start deal. I think it's got a 68 6.8K starting KVA, and then it'll run continuous at 5,500.
Lucky enough, you could do the thing yourself. I did it myself. At work, I had a pipe fitter do the gas pipe. We've got one pipe fitter that works for us. He's pretty talented. So he did the gas pipe for us. I did all the electrical. And the generator, when it's on sale, and it's an actual Generac, you can get the thing for about $1,800. So it's a Generac, a single cylinder, but it does the job and it does everything you want it to do, and I don't have to go out in the storm.
Yeah, that's a reasonable approach to it. I think that if you go for a unit like my dad's got, I think his is a 15 KVA, something like that, and you're in for probably about 15 grand, maybe a little more.
Yeah, I was kind of cheap. I didn't want that. I really didn't care about cooling the house or lighting up the neighborhood. And the other thing, too, is I was worried about fuel consumption, too. You know, if we have a power failure that's a week or 2 weeks long, you know, he could effectively have a $1,000 gas bill. And that was the other reason for my cheapness.
Well, considering that he's 86 years old, I think we'd deal with the gas bill rather than have there be any risk that, you know, he would have to go out and refuel the thing or, you know, mess around with any of that stuff. Just pay the bill and be done with it. Fortunately, I think we're in good enough shape we'd be able to handle even that. But it'd be a crazy situation to lose power in this town for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, some of these houses, I live in New Baltimore, and some of these houses, you know, we got some pretty significant winds, and it took out a lot of residential stuff. They still haven't, I went there this morning to get a cup of coffee downtown, and they still have a lot of trees and a lot of lines, you know, and these lines were all the way down to the ground. It's 2 days later, 3 days later, so, I mean, some of these people, they're not staying until the weekend to get power. You know, if we had a heat spell like that and we're 86 years old, I probably would rethink my thought process, too, about not having a generator big enough to run an air conditioner. Right now, I still can deal with it, but 86, you know, my in-laws, future in-laws, they put a big 22 in their house. Same reason. He's on oxygen, you know, everything else, so I don't, you know, if his power was out in the heat wave, we'd have to go get him if his generator wasn't big enough to cool the house.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the thought process, although it's kind of crazy because you go over there and he doesn't have the air conditioning on at all because he's cold all the time anyway. So it's like 82 degrees in his house and he's just fine, you know, and I'm over there dying, you know, because he's got like 79% humidity in there.
Yeah, that's another thing, humidity. So I bought one of those commercial. I did bet strongly, heavily in a commercial dehumidifier in the basement. So I do keep the humidity low in the house. Right now it's like 45%. So it does a nice job. I'm a firm believer in that, you know. Everybody wants like big super-duper air conditioner, so okay, so you got a 72 in the house with 65% humidity, that's kind of silly. So get the humidity down, you get the temperature up, and you just...
Agreed. Yeah, that's not half a bad idea. I ought to consider doing something like that, too. This colonial that I'm in, yeah, we can get it cool, but we can't get it both cool and dry at the same time. That's asking a bit much for a two-floor house and what I think is only a three-ton unit, something like that. So it's kind of pushing the limits.
Yeah, I've got an HVAC license. I don't use it for any residential stuff, but... some of these contractors, they tend to oversize these air conditioners. The problem with oversizing these air conditioners is they don't have time to dehumidify. So let's say if they can get your house down to whatever temperature or to a 90-degree day, Okay, that's all well and good, but you still got the high humidity. Yeah, like I said, my advice is go buy, you know, Amazon makes a lot of nice commercial-type dehumidifiers. Just run the hose to your sump pump, and you can get one of those for, you know, like the 90 pumps. Not, don't get any little home units like you see at Home Depot or anything else like that. Just hang it from the rafters, plug it in, set it at 45%, and let her go. And you'll be amazed what difference. It'll take you about 3 weeks to dry your house up, but it'll do it.
That's worth considering. I'll put that in the back of my mind for future reference. And by the way, my name is Jeff, WRVG829.
Handle, here's Wally. Let's see, also Lena. Are you a ham as well?
Yep, KDAZAX.
Very good. Thanks, KPC. Where are you now on that side of it? Oh, my call here is WRMG 640 on this side of the fence.
I got my general last December, and I was monkeying around a little bit with HF, but then summer came along, and I had better things to do. So we've got a couple local repeaters. I'm on the Lance Cruise repeater at, I think it's 146.80. Not 100% certain about that, but those are the guys that I know and talk with the most often.
Yeah, I usually hang out on the, I like digital stuff, but there's not many people on there. 5-1, 5-2 there. I like talking on there. And Sean's repeaters, the 442.6 and all its derivatives. There's one up here close to me. He put one in the direction. That's my link to the big repeater. So, but my general, I guess what we'd call channel 1 would be 442.6. Which is where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get my hands on a DMR transceiver and play with that for a little while, see how I like it. I haven't played with one yet. I understand that the digital stuff is pretty fun. The Lance Cruise guys went with, I think it was the Motorola standard. I'm not sure which. And I guess the DMR is a little bit bigger around this part of town. Not sure.
Yep. Fusion is also pretty big. The Fusion is pretty big. And virtually no G-Star, so, you know, any one of the three. I do like the DMR stuff. It's really not that complicated. I went with Motorola radios. If you search around, you can find them for a deal. A lot of times people are trying to take advantage of ham radio guys wanting them. But this last one I got is the XPR5550, which is a commercial radio. And rated really, really well, and I got that for $250. So search around, and then you can get Motorola will give you the software. If you sign up with them for an account, you ain't have to call them and tell them you're using it for ham. And then for $5, they'll give you the wideband entitlement, because most of their commercial radios are only narrow band, and then they'll give you a little software code that you can turn it into wideband. And then you can do whatever you want. Disadvantage is you cannot program it on the fly. That's the only disadvantage.
Yeah, I'm looking at that XPR 5550 that you just mentioned. Looks like you can pay anywhere between $1,200 and all the way down to about $350 for a used one. That doesn't seem terribly expensive, although I'm not sure. I think that I've got a line on a DMR handheld that I'm going to play with and get my feet wet a little bit without spending any money and see where that takes me first.
Anytone, Redivis, those are all real, real nice too. Those work, and that's where I started with it. So, yeah, and then the MI5, that covers everything over there, real, real strong. So, should be good. And then there's one in Pontiac that does a good job too. So, very good. Okay, sir, I'm going to let you go. I guess it's actually work here, believe it or not. So, pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thanks, Wally. It was good talking to you, too. I'll hopefully catch you some other time. WRBG 829, clear and monitoring.
WSTI 783 to station 392, copy.
WRPS 211, tone check.
Two one one, you're sounding good. WRBG 829, clear.
WRPS 211, tone check.
Abby Lee McCharlie here in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZP 544.
That's Sheboygan. Was that an affirmative on that tone check? WRPS 211, Flint.
That is definitely not permanent, Roger.
Copy that. WRPS 211, much appreciated. Monitoring.
Roger that. Enjoy your day and be safe out there. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Station 544. Station out there, 544. WIUG, read 8, copy.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Good afternoon, Jack.
Oh, good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing today?
And upright and getting better every day. Roger, sir.
Roger that. Roger that again. Anyhow, how's the weather by you? It's sunny, you know, and some clouds.
We're partly cloudy, currently 71 degrees with a light breeze out of the east at 2 knots. Roger.
Roger, Bob. You're sounding good anyhow, no matter how it is, but you're sounding good. Excellent. That's what I say. Excellent. Roger.
Roger, I appreciate the info there, Jack. As always, you're top shelf there on your communications. And as far as weather goes, tomorrow we're supposed to have rain most of the day, which we'll definitely take and can use for the old garden. And Saturday we're back up into the 80s for a beautiful weekend, Roger.
Roger that, Bob. Yeah, I know it's there. One day rain, not bad, you know. But not the rain like the other day. That was a mess there.
I copied quite a bit of that on the old airwaves there across the band. Yeah, quite a bit of bad weather down your way there. But hopefully it'll improve for you. So, Jack, you enjoy the rest of your day, brother. Again, always a pleasure having you in my home, sir. Be safe. WRCP 544. Plan and monitoring on your final, sir.
Have a good day, and you take it easy. And I hope not gonna rain tomorrow for you. WIUG 488.
CY 42 mobile. WSDJ 347 in the mobile.
Sir, it's WSCY 843 in the mobile. Eastbound 21, Owosso.
And 4, northbound 75, at the 155.
Let's see, that's got to be past, that's got to be past US 10 at least.
Almost to the US 10.
For the weekend, they're running low.
Heading up for the weekend with the family, meet everybody up.
My weekend will start Friday at 4:30, and then I'll be at work till Tuesday morning. And I'll take every moment of that time to relax. Where are you guys going? Anything good up across the bridge there for all the entertainment on the bridge?
Well, we're heading up to the property for the weekend up there in West Branch.
Good. Have you got a repeater you can make it into up on West Branch?
Supposed to be some in St. Helens and Roscommon. I'm going to try and get on them repeaters and see how they work.
The same route every single day, so I just stay on the Flint system. And I don't change. And I don't know what. I only have one thing programmed in this radio. WSTY 843, 842, golly, I should know that by now. Eastbound and down. Down there in your area if you want to.
Had to do it. Yeah, I couldn't make the picnic. We had a family function that day, so didn't make that. And give me a call. We'll get together and figure out a meeting place. I'll get that, and I'll round up a bunch of signatures for you.
Hey, that sounds good. The pumpkins are doing pretty good. We got a lot of buds on the flowers, and so we got a lot of flower budding out, which should be, about 5-6 pumpkins, 10 pumpkins a plant, depending on how big they are. And I'm hoping for 150 plus pumpkins out of the patch.
We'll probably need it after last year's event, so.
And more, but the farmer adjacent to where I'm at ran broadleaf and killed one row of pumpkins. I went in there and side dressed them with triple 19 to hurry them up.
Okay, give me a buzz, probably the first of the week. I'm busy through Monday. And give me a buzz the first of the week. We'll find a place to meet.
Like a plan. I am just now entering Genesee County, the home of Kogel's fine quality meats. Serve the curve. All right, WSTY 8. And yeah, you sound good on those last few transmissions. I don't know what you changed, but you're always buying something.
And this is a TID radio. I walked over by the window. I was sitting in the living room, which was on the other end of the house. So, WRS 5C is going monitoring.
Yeah, I kind of figured. WSTY 842. All right.
WRS 538, do you copy?
Copy. WSTY 842.
WRS 538, this is WRPS 211. I had a question for you. Sounds like you're pretty knowledgeable about hand units, radios.
I don't know how knowledgeable, I just have a lot of toys to play with.
Picked up an any tone. One of them dual band mobile units. Any insight on those? Are you familiar?
For that, what was it?
It's the Anytone dual band AT5888UV.
I'm familiar with it. Right now, my favorite is the TID H3. I've got a bunch of different antennas I've been testing for distance and everything. Actually, I don't have all the fancy meters, so I just go out and do the field test and see what reaches, like the guy that has that internet channel. And right now, I'm on the TID right now, and it's my favorite. And I've got the extended TID radio, the 771G. That came with the radio, and between that and the Goya, I think that's probably the best match I've found right now.
Yeah, I was, previous to this, I was using some handhelds, and then went to a mobile unit for the truck. I'm trying to get it programmed up. Having an opportunity with the input-output tones on this radio, for some reason I can't set it to where I can send and receive on the same rollover with this thing. So I'm actually listening to you on my handheld while talking through my new Anycom radio. I really don't have a base. I'm so close to the Flint repeater here. I'm about 13 miles away from it. I get pretty good reception unless I'm in some weird part of the house. But I have actually got like little extended, I can clip on the window on my car when I go out, and that's really added a lot of distance too, but I still use the HD, so. Yeah, it's definitely posed a challenge for me trying to get this thing working right. It seems to send okay, but I just can't, I'm not getting anything, which is weird. If you have trouble, talk to Sean down in the Detroit area. He seems to be the real whiz kid out there, and I've done a lot of listening to him just to learn what's going on and what to expect. So if you got some problems, give him a buzz, and he might be able to help you out. You know Sean's call sign? Don't have it here with me right now. I think I've got it written down someplace, but if you ask for him in the Detroit area, talk to Jack down in Rochester Hill, but they'll hook you up too with his call sign. Yeah, I think Jack's the older. Jack's very knowledgeable too.
Mobile.
I think I've spoke to Jack before. He's an older gentleman, right? Go ahead, Sean.
Oh, I had to bump off for a minute. The guy is at any tone. What was he trying to do on it?
WRPS 211. I just got this Anytone, and for some reason I can send your hair in me, but I can't, for some reason, receive tone back. And I'm not sure. I'm going through the menus trying to figure out. I programmed it to 141, but I'm listening to you on my handheld, which is receiving you guys, but my Anytone mounted units for some reason can't get tone back.
You've already done this, but in your menu, did you look at making sure that your receive squelch is set to CPCSS and then your type code for receive squelch is set to 141.3?
I haven't checked that yet, but I'm going to check that now. I appreciate that.
Make sure it's enabled because, well, actually, you should receive the repeater no matter what, as long as you're not receiving the wrong CTCSS. If you're listening for 100 and you're expecting 143, you're going to not hear anything, but we use that to keep spurious emissions and other stuff from opening the receive on the radio. It's not any kind of an encryption or anything. It's just, it mutes the radio until there's that tone, subaudible tone, occurred with the audio of a proper transmission.
Yeah, I'm sure I had something
Yes, I would make sure that I'm receiving the correct frequency also.
For some reason, this is a little bit more challenging than all the other radios I've had, so I'm going to go through it and see if I got this dialed in and play with it for a little bit more.
Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
WSCY 842 on the mobile.
WRWS 538 is monitoring.
Station 538, this is WIUG 488. Copy.
WRS 538, first jet.
Sir, how are you doing?
Good. How's things down there? Have you got power down there yet?
Got power, but a mile away, they still don't have no power. And the ambulance, Roger.
In Grambling, pretty much we got power here, but down, I guess down in Fenton and Linden area, they get to it is that are out.
I don't know, sir. Are you the radio you're trying to find out, is it getting out or not?
Well, that's the gentleman I was talking to. I'll yield and let you ask for him.
I don't know his flow sign, so I just heard he can't get on the radio.
He's going to pop off and check his settings out.
Check your plus and minus. You got to be 5 plus and minus. Then when you see the radio, it should tell you 467, not 462. Roger.
That.
Yeah, hey Jack, WRPS 211. Yeah, I did hear that. I'm trying to go through this and see if I could figure it all out. Fairly new to the radio, so trying to see what I can do to get this thing to work.
Make sure you're plus, and that CCCSS, the TCCSS is 141.3, then the R, same thing, R is CCCSS. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. I'm going to play with this here, see if I can figure it out.
Problem anytime. Take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
WRV8982.
Anybody else for tonight? Sierra Echo Golf 492 checking in. Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf, 482, checking in. WRPN 211, copy that, Whiskey Echo Golf. WRPS, 211, checking in. Coming in loud, 201. Copy that, Whiskey Echo Golf. Thank you. New to this here, so still trying to figure all this stuff out, but sounds like it's coming across okay.
Yes, sir. Loud and proud. I'm in the same boat you are. I'm still trying to figure it out.
WSAN 476 to WSBS 916. Do you have a copy?
WSTZ 571, radio check out of Troy, Michigan on a 5-watt portable.
Coming in loud and proud, Burton, Michigan.
Copy, heard you loud and clear, WSTZ 571, thank you.
WRWR357. WRZP760,
monitoring. 760, good evening. This is Randy in Sterling Heights.
Copy that, yep, just left the Shelby area, heading home to Oxford.
Well, you're making a good trip, sounds good.
Copy that, you have a good evening. WSTP 760 monitor.
WRZQ637, how about it, Dick? You got a copy on me?
Yeah, copy.
WRZZ 873, standing by. I'll talk to Adam. Hey, I'll talk to Adam. I'll talk to Adam. Hey, Adam.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482, radio check, Burton, Michigan.
a minute ago call for that radio check. This is WRWW601 on Flint repeater. I did hear you. Had the window down, had to get to a stop.
WSBY 676 standing by.
WSBY 438, Isabella County on the band. Solid signal from that repeater in Barrington, over here in the southeast corner of Isabella County.
WSBY 438, try this. Yeah, how am I sounding?
Yeah, you're a little weaker than usual, but I do hear you in there. It's a lot of sand coming in there with you. WSDY 430.
WSDZ 571, radio check, 5-watt portable out of Troy.
Yeah, we got you on the call.
Sounding good, WRYC 2323. Loud and clear, over here in Shepherd, WSYD. 438. Here. Here's a solar dollar.
WSDZ 571.
Troy, you're coming in good up here in Isabella County, up here by the Soaring Eagle Casino. WSDY 438, about 9 miles south of the Soaring Eagle Casino.
You're coming in a little, Static, what did you say?
Sounding good here in Isabella County, WSCY 438. We got a copy on the Troy unit.
Copy here loud and clear, WSCZ 571. Thank you, have a good night.
Alright, 571. Yep, you're clear, loud and clear here. I mean, I'm not very good at catching the letters, so we'll get them next time there, but real good, thanks. We have a good night. WSDY 438. Hitting that repeater good, Jesse. Sounding good there, WRYC 323. Sounding real good.
RNW 329, air monitoring.
Station 329. You still hot that way?
Good evening, Jack. How you doing? WRNW 329.
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Long day. Just trying to make my way home.
You driving? WIUG 88.
Driving, I'm downtown right now, Detroit, just crossed back to the border. Had to go over and cut my grass over there after work. So it's work after work. I got that done, so yeah, making a way back home.
Ask you, what radio are you on? Are you on that TYT?
Sir, I'm on the TYT. A little noisy, or I'm in between a bunch of buildings right now.
It's a little bit noisy, like that. What is that? I don't know.
Maybe you hear this big old diesel engine singing songs here. I had the window down. Just cruising through the downtown area.
Well, the engine, is no matter what, is going to sing a song, but you don't know from the other side. It might cost money.
Got a little growl to it, this diesel. So I don't know if that's what it's picking up. The window down. Put it up a bit here. See if it makes a difference. Not sure. And I'm close to that repeater, really close.
Yes, yeah, you're right. These will all make a little bit of noise anyhow. Don't worry about it. You're still sounding 100% excellent.
Copy that. Is it pretty busy out here this evening? Any Ohio stations coming through this evening?
Oh, I haven't heard none. Maybe in an hour or so, we'll hear them out that way, but not right now. The weather is good, so it should be a good night. The other side is too.
Well, I was listening earlier for a little bit, and I didn't hear anything. It was pretty quiet out close to Lake Erie where my property is. I didn't usually to hear the Ohio guys over there talking, but I didn't hear them either today.
Them? They probably haven't got home yet. They haven't got the paycheck yet.
Got direct deposit. That all should be going in there this evening after midnight. Money's in the bank.
Always, the money in the bank at after midnight, Roger.
Friday's always the best day of the week. It's payday, so it's definitely a good day.
Yes, that's for sure. It's the best day and a good day. Roger.
Yeah. I'm going to head down to Ohio probably sometime tomorrow afternoon. I don't know how many. I'm going to Lima, Ohio, but I don't think I'll be able to reach no repeaters back here. Probably not. I'm not sure.
Lima, I think 2.5 hours from Detroit. Yeah, Lima, I've been down that way. Yeah, no, you'll catch a repeater for the 625 from there.
Maybe, I'm not sure. I'll try it out tomorrow in the afternoon after I get off of work. We got a big flea market going on up there for the weekend. Maybe I can find some radio equipment. Who knows? Or an antenna or something. Just look around and have some fun for a day or two.
What is that, going to be a swap shop for ham radios?
It's kind of, they sell a lot of dogs. I think they call it like a dog show because they do have some dog races in the water. These dogs are chasing a raccoon inside of a cage on a cable. And then the cable goes up into the tree. And they tree. And then you usually, they auction them dogs off after that. A lot of, small dogs, all different kind of dogs they sell there. That and everything else above it. Pretty much everything for sale.
You know if they have some Irish setters down that way?
Yeah, there's all different breeds. A lot of dog breeders there. Puppies, papers, shots already. Yeah, there's lots of dog breeders there for sure. There should be something there. I haven't looked for that particular dog. But yeah, they got all kinds of dogs with papers. Some are a little expensive, but most of them are willing to bargain. They come from all over different states.
But you know, like if they come from all different states, it should be a reasonable price to sell to the public, Roger.
They just got everybody's got tables, stands, there's a lot of campers in there. It's pretty big. It's at the fairgrounds there. It's a little rough to walk it. It probably wouldn't walk it all in a day. You can rent golf carts. I'm going to bring my own there. You can drive golf carts around in there, so it makes life a little bit easier. Go in and out the gate, back to the car, whatever you buy, I guess.
Are you going to stay there 2 days?
Yeah, probably a couple of days. Come back Sunday sometime. Just an outing, I guess, and buy some stuff I probably really don't need, but I guess it's fun just looking and buying, I guess.
I know, why are you going there? Everything is here. Not there, though. I guess there's different things down there, I guess. I don't know, a couple of days up that way.
A lot of people there. It's probably, I don't know, there's a couple thousand people there during the daytime. Parking lot's huge. Well, yeah, just about everything for sale. I'm going to keep an eye out for some ham equipment. I did see some last year, but I didn't have the ham license then, so I wasn't really looking. This time I'll look for some. I don't need any more radios, but I'll look anyway. Some antennas would be good. I'll keep an eye out for some antennas.
Base station antenna. Base station antenna. That is the best. But I don't know if you can find them there. That is like a dog show you're going to. Roger?
There's that and everything else. You name it, they got it.
I don't know about that. Well, good luck then, you know, find something there. I never heard that one. What'd they call that show?
Maybe you got a call. All right, take a standby here, Jack. WRNW. We're at 329.
Problem. We'll be standing by. WIUG 48, standing by.
Hello, Jack. Is that on your way?
Robert, what's happening? A mile away, still no power, so I don't know.
No, this is WRMK 359. No, I heard you said you're standing by. I just put it out and put it on your feet.
I got to stand by on your toe.
I never got that phrase from standing by. There's a lot of phrases that don't make sense to me anymore.
I'm not going to stand by. It's better to say we're on the side.
How are you joking around? Say I'm sitting by with monitoring.
No, I would never stand by at all. No, I don't have time for that. Anyhow, it's a little bit cool out there. Is it cool out there for where you're at, Robert?
My wife said it was muggy out there when she got back from the store.
Just check the temperature, it says 71.
Yeah. I hope when it don't come in like a roller coaster. I hope you don't go up and up and up like summertime and once it gets to a certain height and bam, drop down.
I don't know about that, Robert. Anyhow, WIG 48. We're on the site.
WRG 844. This is WRFK 359. We're somewhere downtown in Wyandotte. I'd be sitting by a
WRZFA-65 monitoring.
WRZF 865, radio check, please.
Yeah, 865, you're loud and clear. WSAI 847, Freeland.
For that, thanks. Appreciate it. Just got a new HD and was testing it out. WRZF 865, clear.
Okay, sounds good. Good audio. Have a great evening. WSAI 847, Cleveland. I'll be standing by.
Hey, 847, WIUG, fleet 8. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Jack. Good evening. Thought I'd get you in there. Yeah, Peter sounds real good down this way, so glad to hear you there. How you doing?
Glad to hear you back early at this time of day. How you doing? I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, can't complain, can't complain. Kind of cleared out nice down here. Humidity kind of left this evening, so that's nice. I guess it's coming back tomorrow, though. Probably the last time. We'll see. Got a 90 degree tomorrow, so, but, you know, that's okay. So, we'll see. Always take the heat over the cold, right?
Sir, and here I just looked at the temperature. It was 71. So it's dropping a little bit tonight. But it's okay. The weather is good. It's really, there is no wind blowing, no nothing. The trees are standing up very high and tall. Roger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. It sure is calm right now and all that. But, yeah, I was going to ask you before I forget, did you take your ham test bets, or was you still working on that, or what? How's that been going for you, the amateur radio test?
I got one coming up on the 16th of this month, on the 9th. So I'll be going over that way, take it. The last time I took it, I was off by one.
Oh, okay, yeah, you'll get it. No problem there, Jack, you'll get it. So that's great. So, oh, well, hey, that's good to keep pursuing it there. But anyway, just wanted to say hello and... yeah, the band's sounding good with this warmer weather. It sure helps out, that's for sure.
Yeah, Dan, that's for sure. The weather is good. We can talk all we want. No problem at all. Anyhow, I got to go eat some dinner, Dan. Sorry, you know, about that. But, I just heard you, and I said, hey, let me talk to them. I haven't talked to them in a couple of days.
Hey, no problem, Jack. Good to talk to you again. And you take care of yourself. Have a good evening there. And I'm sure we'll talk sooner than later. Have a good one. WSAI 847 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Hey, Dan, you take care. WIUG 48.
Station 847 WIUG 48.
Yes, WSCI 847. I just want to tell you, 2 days ago, I talked to north of Cadillac from here, and that 600. That's about 146 miles away.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's the one back here, what, 20 miles from you, and then that's what, over by the airport, when you talk about that one, right?
that was the band opening, and I talked to Grand Rapids, and Grand Rapids about 2 hours of drive from here.
Okay, so you guys direct through there. Okay, real good. Well, that's great, yeah, you never know what's out there. You got to keep listening there. So, well, that's awesome there, Jack. So, and hopefully we'll get some more activity going there and keep it going there.
I hope every day is like this. That would be nice to talk to people from all over. Roger.
Yeah, that's the only problem is everybody has the 1PL, that 141, that 8 or whatever, so all kind of matches together, unfortunately, but yeah, that's okay. That's the way it is. But anyway, good to talk to you again, Zach. Hopefully the bands will keep us going here for a while at least, but always be around. You have a good evening. WSAI 47.
Ken, good to hear from you again. You take care. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
SPY 438 on the band.